At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Welcome to Dirty Mo Live on this beautiful, what's today, Thursday? Today is Thursday. We've got a lot of news to talk about. We have a game to play at the end. We're going to kick it off with all the silly season stuff that's happened. By the way, Andrew Curlin, Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold, the three here in studio, Alexander Timms and Colby Bass are in the booth. Mm-hmm. Alexander.
That's what that's called.
But yeah, he doesn't like that.
We have a game later. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're trying it out for the first time. So stick around until after we talk
and
about
this is kind of,
our main event here.
This game can be interactive too.
100%. I want the chat to interact.
We'll be able to play along with us because Colby in the studio, she put this whole game together. So in the booth, so none of us really know how to play it. But
we know how to play it. We just don't know.
We'll get there.
Shout out Patricia. What's going on?
Master of Light as well. James, what's up?
Back.
It's great to see like.
Yeah, where's Double O? Where's Kaylee?
A consistent, like,
she's
same couple
doing
of names.
Work.
There he is. Okay,
we can start now.
But we've got a lot of silly season news, man, and it all apparently dropped yesterday.
Was a huge day.
Are we pretty much now done?
There's a couple more.
I feel like there's a few loose ends, but for the most part, we've got a good idea as to what our field is going to look like next year. All the different people in different places, different sponsors, I think, are starting to make their rounds in terms of being announced. But let's just start with the big news, man. SHR, we knew it was coming for a while. I mean, it was, again,
worst kept secret. I don't know, either that or
Josh Berry's announcement wasn't very well kept either. I feel like everyone knew that was coming. So it's like, man, drivers going to SHR. Seems like we know it ahead of time.
Yeah. I also just think that it's hard in this sport because there's so many things that are involved.
Yes.
Such a tight-knit community,
where,
too.
Like, if football, it's, you know, it can go be down to just an
just
agent
player.
And a GM.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's all that
and
needs
that
to
stuff
know.
Is, and they still get that leaked. So, I mean, it's just, it's hard nowadays.
James says the colleagues, 16 cup car still empty.
Yeah,
that is true.
That's what I thought I had.
There are some rumors
on my list
floating around, but
I'm doing it. It's me, guys.
It's you?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Travis, here to announce he's going.
I guess
to
they
the
saw
car.
Your talents on the lawnmower simulator and were like, this guy could drive a race car.
Dude.
we don't have time to talk about the lawnmower simulator.
Do we want
you.
To? Can we just say Travis bought a PlayStation and like the first game he bought was a lawnmower simulator?
Second game.
Nope.
Well, I bought Madden first.
Okay.
But you have not been talking about Madden. Nope. You've only been talking about the lawnmower simulator.
It's so cathartic.
All you do is mow lawns virtually.
Yeah.
Would you want to come over to my house and mow my real lawn?
No.
No, because
you have a rider?
Yeah, not comfortable.
I'm a push.
Oh, I'm ride mowers only. I can't wait till I can upgrade and get
anyways,
the Toro.
That's enough of this conversation.
We Noah Gregson announced to the 10 car for next year, Stuart Haas Racing, I feel like is the final big domino to officially be announced in the off season. I mean, we knew it was coming. It was only a matter of when the announcement would officially come, but now that it's here, just overall reactions you guys have to this.
You know, I'm happy for Noah. I'm happy to see him get back in a car. part of me wonders like how this is going to play out, right? We've seen this happen before, right, with Kyle Larson. And but the difference here is Kyle Larson went to an organization that is the cream of the crop in our sport. Obviously, the last couple of years, we've seen a little bit of struggle from Stuart Haas. Yeah. So is this a investment play by Stuart Haas? Do they think Noah's going to make the team better? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. What do you think?
I like the move, but, man, Stuart Haas, they didn't win this year.
Mm-hmm.
They won three times slash the previous year and won in 21. Like, things are looking lean, and now you've got, you know, two new drivers coming in. You know, yep. Ryan Preece and Briscoe. You know, after Priest, you know, at the Clash was great, and then it was like nothing. It's like I'm curious to see what this season's going to be like for them.
Yeah,
I mean, they're the third best forward team now.
Yep.
Not to mention 2023 was winless. 2022, three wins, mm-hmm. two of which were Harvick. One okay. was Briscoe. 2021, they had one win, which was Almirola.
At New Hampshire.
2020, 10 wins, 9 of which were Harvick, yep. 1 of which Cole Custer. So of their current roster, it's only Briscoe is the only one remaining. He's got one win out of that group. So, I mean, like...
But it was the right move because I don't...
There's
not a better driver, I don't think.
I don't think.
But it's gonna be interesting, like who takes the reins at Stuart Haas Racing in terms of seniority, leadership. This seems like it's such a young group, not a whole lot of experience, not a lot of race wins with Harvick leaving. Like mm-hmm. there's a big space to fill.
I'm hoping though, with everything that Noah had gone through, that you'll see a more mature Noah, and if things go bad early on track. It seemed like he was checked out
yeah.
very fast at Legacy last year. And I hope that if things are going bad early, that you don't see that. Because it just seemed like off the track, he just...
Yeah, I mean, he was already waiting for the offseason to come.
Before
halfway,
you know? He just had a bad year. He got punched with an ugly haircut on. Like, it just... like
a solid punch, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a little scrap. I mean, that was like almost a knock your lights out kind of punch. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It'll be interesting to see. I think he said that he's grown up a lot, right? He said that he learned a lot.
He said he's, I forget the word, immature, something like that, with how he was on social and everything. So, like, it seems like, by all accounts, that he understands the mistakes that he made, and it was a mistake, and he's going to learn from it. And, you know, he's done the sensitivity training and things like that NASCAR requires. And so, you know, it seems like, you know, he's changed, and, you know, I'll take him at his word.
This could be... this could end up being a good
blessing
thing for
in disguise.
Him. Yeah, I mean, look at, I know it's a little bit different with Kyle Larson. I mean, he is the greatest driver to hold a steering wheel right now. But look at him. You know, at Ganassi, he had a couple wins. But when he goes to Hendrick, he wins championship. He dominates the field. So, like, I'm obviously Hendrick versus SHR right now, one is an obvious favorite. But who's to say that next year this new dark horse car that's coming out, maybe it's better at super speedways. I don't know. Maybe there's some meat left on
exactly.
the bone here for Stuart Haas to kind of find some speed.
There's a lot of things going Ford's way with the new car. You know, hopefully that will make them more competitive than they were this year. With that said, Ryan Blaney's still the champion in a Ford. So with all that Ford struggled last year, they ended up sweeping all three series, including the Cup Series championship.
It's
but,
crazy.
So Double O said Stuart Haas is where Hendrick was a few years ago. Give it a year
right,
or two, and we'll see some development.
That's a good point.
Fair.
Absolutely.
It's very fair.
So I have one question, though. Tony Stewart, obviously, you know, co-owner, he's going to have less time to be around that team, though. Does that – I think that could also hurt kind of the growth of that team. You
How
know.
So? Less time.
Well, because he's going to be racing full time for his
top
wife.
Dragsters.
Yeah.
So you
I
want,
don't know.
You know.
I don't know how much that will take away from it. I don't know. I can't speak for how hands-on he is now versus how he will be drag racing in the future.
Right.
I don't know how much of an impact that will be. I think, honestly, the veteran leadership probably comes from the crew chiefs.
Well, and before
and their experience, and I mean, they're driver coaches in a very large sense. Obviously, hands on the speed, they working on the cars. I feel like that's where the leadership may come from, at least to start the year off.
And it does help that Josh Berry knew Cup, but he's, you know, older. He's mature. Like, you're not gonna see have to deal with any, you know, those issues.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there is a little bit of, there is going to be a little bit of a fall off though of not having a leader like Kevin Harvick in the stable.
Yeah.
So like Josh is, I think, the oldest driver for them, like at 31 or 33 or whatever. I think that.
But
so
he's a rookie.
But that's the weird thing is he's also a rookie. So it's like, you know, while there's some sageness there, is it just going to be young, fast, dumb speed, or is there going to be some sort of like person steering the ship? It'll be interesting to
see. I hope they can find some speed.
I'd like to see them be competitive, for sure.
Let's take a look at Noah Gregson in the 42 to start the year off last year. Legacy was in a weird situation. They knew they were switching over to Toyota. Chevy really wasn't going to give them a whole lot of resources.
Well, yeah, and that was the big discussion, is how much information was being funneled to Legacy.
So
Anita brings up a good point real quick. Greg Zipidelli is still there.
So my question is, Legacy, now they're Toyota-based. They're going to have better resources than they had last year. Who does better? Noah Gregson's old ride in a new manufacturer in John Hunter Nemechek, or Noah Gregson in a Stuart Haas Racing Ford?
I think that's really...
Both are going to be... I mean, well, Gregson's not a rookie, but, I mean, he's starting season 1.5.
Arguably,
you know,
has more experience in a next-gen car than
Noah has 39 Cup Series starts over the course of two seasons, 2022 and 2023. So, I mean, he definitely has more seat time, but Nemechek had some... had some seat time.
Yeah, but I don't. He wasn't
not to the degree of Noah.
Yeah.
I think, man, that's a good question. Who's? Yeah. I'm gonna say John Hunter.
I think Toyota is gonna be backing Legacy fairly well, and yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
I mean, Legacy is number three in Toyota. Like, just think about like the pecking order.
Yeah, well, Stuart Haas is number three in Ford.
Like, yeah, but like they, you know, it's less cars over at Toyota too. You think about it, you got your four JGR in year two. 2311,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I see a comment from DieHart 8338, I think. Are they going to let Noah rerun Rookie of the Year? I actually saw Bob Pockers tweeted about this yesterday. NASCAR determines Rookie of the Year on a case-by-case basis, but it's going to, he thinks it's going to be unlikely that Noah is going to be given Rookie of the Year status again.
I'll be curious if they put the stripe on his car.
I don't think they will.
Probably not.
No, I would call this a sophomore season for Noah.
So who are the true rookies going to be? It's going to be Josh Berry, Zane Smith,
Hosovar.
Carson Hosovar. And I mean, that's the major ones that I can think of off the top of my head.
And back to your Legacy versus John Hunter versus Noah. One of the reasons I think John Hunter, look how Eric Jones was racing at the end of this past year in that Legacy car.
Yeah, I mean, he was making it work.
He had some good. He had some good runs.
He had a top five, and he had like seven top tens.
But Harvick was, I mean, always at the top in his rides. So.
Yeah, but I felt like Harvick was doing that on hit. Like the rest of them really weren't there.
Yeah, I mean,
so like
you're
not
wrong.
Harvick more credit for that then.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So average start for Noah last season 26.2. With an average finish of 28.2. Hosovar, when he took over the ride, average finish 23.8. Average finish. Wait, hold on. Average start 23.8. Yes. Average finish 24.6. Eric Jones, average finish 20.4 in a Legacy car. But then again, one top five, seven top tens. So I think Legacy, I mean, they definitely picked it up towards the end of the year. You saw that in Hosovar's performance and Eric Jones's performance relative to the beginning of the year. So it's like, man, and you know Noah's a good race car driver because he's got 13 wins in the Xfinity Series. Mm-hmm. I mean, competed for a championship the year prior to his Cup Series rookie year. I think it's going to be a matter of getting adjusted to the Cup Series equipment because, I mean, the leap from Xfinity to Cup is massive. Yeah. It is not even. It is is a bigger jump than a lot of people think. It will be very interesting to watch. But we've got more silly season news as well.
We got tons of it.
SVG.
Going to run a full NASCAR Xfinity Series season for Colleague Racing.
In the 97 car.
In the 97 car. And then we'll race a handful of cup races for Colleague in the Cup Series. Basically, Trackhouse is loaning the driver and the sponsor WeatherTech to Colleague for next season. So SVG will race COTA, Talladega, the Coke 600, Chicago Street Course, Watkins Glen, Talladega 2, and Las Vegas in the Cup Series. So a lot of oval starts, a lot more oval opportunities for SVG.
Yeah, once you have one road course Is it Chicago Street and that's
no,
it?
No, he had Watkins Glen, okay. Chicago Street, and COTA. So
okay, there's three
road courses.
But yeah, a lot of oval, a lot of super speedway.
Which is what he needs, though.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, if he's going to be running a full schedule, I mean, he's got to get those reps. And obviously, this looks like this is a path to getting SVG ready to the Cup Series.
100%.
You know?
But how crazy is it that Trackhouse is just, like, spreading across NASCAR, right? You've got the deal with Spire with Zane Smith, and now you've got the deal with Colleague with SVG. It's just kind of they are making moves. I do have to say that.
I love the SVG Colleague Xfinity. Think you got him and AJ full season. You know.
They're hedging their bets on road courses being important next year. For sure.
Yeah.
So something to think about is do you like what's the chess being played here? You know, do teams put as much emphasis on the super speedway packages or the short track, you know, whatever? Or are we going all in on, I think our guy could win a road course to get us into the playoffs, you know? So, interesting to think about.
I think it's, you know, if you can just make the playoffs and then let the chips fall where they fall and kind of, you know, you never know what can happen in the playoffs.
SVG, I mean, to a degree, embarrassed the Cup Series field in Chicago last year.
Yeah, I mean, Michael McDowell said on Denny's podcast that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. now that he's going to be, I mean, he's going to be put to the test. And this is going to be a tough Xfinity Series field.
Right.
I mean, better than last year, if you ask me. How does he fare in a full-time season? Like, let's give a way too early prediction for SVG. Does he make the playoffs? If so, how far does he go? What do you guys think? And in the chat, we want to know what you guys think as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I think he makes the playoffs. I think there's too much talent there.
He's one of 12 playoff caliber cars.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, think about it. All he's got to do is win a road course race in the regular season, and he's in the Xfinity Series playoffs.
If this was Cup, I'd say no, because those drivers are going to, you know, they're going to teach him a few things. But at Xfinity, I think, you know, he's got enough skill there where I think he can get a win.
But, man, yeah. let's look at this Xfinity Series. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Jesse Love in the number 2 car for RCR. Sammy Smith joins Junior Motorsports in the number 8. Josh Williams in the 11 at Colleague. AJ Allmendinger back in the 16 full-time at Colleague. Sheldon Creed in the number 18 at JGR. Chandler Smith.
Which we knew about that after Austin
yeah.
Hill.
Yeah, right.
Austin Hill for leaking
yeah,
that one.
Chandler Smith full-time in the 81 at Joe Gibbs Racing. Haley Deegan full-time in the number 15 car. SVG full-time in the 97, and then there's some repeats that, I mean, those are just the chain, the new faces in new places.
Right.
And then we've got Xfinity regulars
still
who are
Justin
Allgaier, still going to be crushing
Sam Mayer,
it.
Cole Custer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's three of the top four from last year. Obviously, and John Hunter Nemechek is going to be running, like we said, in that 20 car still. I mean, he won't be necessarily eligible for the playoffs, but you've got heavy hitters. You're going to have cup guys coming down to race. You're going to have, you know, truck guys going up. SVG's not going to have a walk in the park to get there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of yeses for SVG making the playoffs. Round of eight, going as far as there.
I mean, that I can't
remember,
see
that's just making it out of the first round of the Xfinity Series playoffs. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like he can get there, but
it's tough, man. There's a lot of good talent in this field. I mean, a star-studded pack of good drivers.
A win in Xfinity is even more important because think about, you said cup drivers coming down and potentially stealing those wins. So, like, if you can get that win early on, it's
well, and there's less races.
Yeah, it's just,
you know, so
much more valuable.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, other than that, I don't know what other silly season stuff there is other than sponsors, which is a kind of a funny one too, because speaking of Stuart Haas, no more Hunt Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Smithfield is gone with
Almirola,
right?
No Busch.
No Busch. That's with Ross.
Yeah.
Hunt Brothers went over to Penske.
And right now, Noah sponsors have been announced. I think they might still be working on the deal. So it's like, again, they're going to be up against the wall here after a bad year. Sometimes that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And losing Harvick cannot help.
No. Well, I mean, look at all the Harvick head, Hunt Brothers, Busch, Mobile One. Gosh, I mean, a bunch of other stuff, too. It's smattered in between.
They're just going to have to put me on the car.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know you had that much money.
No, I'll dig it.
I gotcha.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it'll be because right now his fire suit's what? Blank.
Just blank.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll run through all the new faces in new places, at least my sheet, which I hope is somewhat up to date. I'm probably going to be missing a few names just because there's so many. I'm just going to run through everybody. I want to hear from you guys who does the best in their new opportunity, maybe who does the worst, and we can go from there.
Okay.
SVG colleague. Daniel Hemric in the 31 at colleague. John Hunter Nemechek, 42 Legacy. Justin Haley, 51 Rick Ware Racing. Zane Smith, 71 Spire. Carson Hocevar, 77 Spire. Out of those Cup Series drivers, what do you guys think?
That's tough. I really think Justin Haley's going to have a great year.
Did I say Josh Berry? I didn't say Josh.
You did not say Josh Berry. I really think Justin Haley's going to have a good year.
You think so?
You think
Rick Ware Racing's going to turn it around?
I just think RFK is hot right now, and RFK has that alliance with Rick Ware. I think that, I don't know. I'm not going to say he's my number one, but he's up there. I'm a huge fan of Zane Smith. I think the guy is a wheelman. I used to watch him drive a lot in the Truck Series when he was with GMS, and that dude can flat out drive a race car. So if he's in the same equipment that, you know, Corey LaJoy is in, that Carson Hocevar's in, and he's having Trackhouse back him, I think you're going to see him way up in the leaderboards, more so than pretty much anyone else.
I'm going to go with JHN.
John Hunter.
Yep.
I think that's a solid pick. I mean, the dude has experience running in all three series. I mean, like, he has that story of going backwards to go forwards. I think that's a very solid pick to succeed.
Well, also, you think
about it,
you know, he was a JGR driver. He's not with them now, but Toyota. So there's, you know, mm-hmm. I think he's going to be good to go.
Right.
Give me a.
We do have a little truck news.
Yeah, Lane Riggs. I saw Double O was talking
front
about
row
chat. Yeah, Lane Riggs, the 38. I might get on your John Hunter Nemechek legacy bandwagon.
The wagon's
a lot.
Full. You're not allowed on it.
I was actually say out of that list, I don't know how well Justin Haley does. I don't think it's going to
really
be as big of a deal as you say it is.
I just think that they had speed last year. RFK had speed last year at the end of the year. Obviously, it didn't necessarily translate into the playoffs, but I don't know. I'm not saying it's based off of anything other than just intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a feeling.
I was going to say Hocevar in that 77 just because he surprised me in a good way of how he ran that 42 car in terms of speed he had relative to Legacy Motor Club speed. But I think his reputation on the track, I mean, he's starting at zero in terms of earning everyone's respect.
Well, that's the
I feel like that's going to hurt him in terms of out of this list. He's not going to be the highest succeeding because he's going to take a little bit more time to get respect. He's probably going to ruffle some feathers along the way as well.
Towards the end of the year, Denny had commented about how Carson had seemed to make a turn. And
then he goes back.
And then he went back, reverted, and like he's going to learn real fast. Like, it's one thing that, you know, to fill in and do that, but you're full-time. You're there every week.
Yep. You got to see all these drivers
every week. Drivers are going to use him up real fast and often.
Let's get to the Xfinity Series here real quick. I'll just run through it again. Jesse Love in the number two, Sammy Smith, Josh Williams, A.J. Allmendinger, Sheldon Creed, Chandler Smith, Haley Deegan's SVG, and there's probably some other ones as well, but I know I'm missing some. Who do you guys like out of this? I mean, for me, it's a clear answer. I think AJ's got to be the favorite out of this list. I mean, he is the veteran of the group. He's got Xfinity Series championship competing experience. He's won on ovals. He's won on road courses. I think AJ's going to succeed out of this group.
Yeah, I think either Sammy Smith or Sheldon Creed. Mm.
Sammy Smith, man, he showed a lot of speed. Martinsville last year almost raced his way into the championship four. I'm curious to see how he does at Junior Motorsports.
Yeah. I predict mini beer toast next year.
Yeah.
Because of him.
That's also, we have not mentioned John Hunter Nemechek, Almirola splitting time in the number 20. In the number 19, Ryan Truex, William Sawalich, Joe Graff Jr., and Taylor Gray all splitting time.
All in the
four
car
of
together.
Them in the 19. There's, I'm pretty sure they're taking one race at a time.
Okay.
But yeah.
I want to talk about Jesse Love a little bit. I mean, he's going into a car that was fast. The two car was fast at RCR. I mean, RCR was fast all of last year, and he had a couple opportunities in truck and Xfinity, I think, last year, and he did very well. So he'd be someone I'd keep an eye on too.
Do you worry that he's skipping a few series here?
No.
No?
I think sometimes.
You think people can make the jump straight to the Xfinity series?
I think sometimes you just got to put them in the car and see what they can do. Mm.
Yeah. Well, interesting. What say we
game time
transition over to the game we have here?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think so.
Why don't I tee it up? And all right. So this game that we're going to be playing is Colby has found NASCAR merch items across the internet and has listed a price. We do not know what that price is. We're going to be guessing how much this costs on a certain bartering marketplace platform. So I don't know, I feel like we're gonna be shocked on a couple things, so let me get you guys some whiteboards,
and it's to the dollar, not the cent.
We're playing to the dollar. It is not Price is Right rules. It is
closest
dollar, not, you know, $1 wins.
So let's get the whiteboards here, and I will say I've seen these items, I've seen the prices. They will surprise you.
Colby, right. Colby, can you confirm that neither of the other two have seen this? I just need some verification. I don't trust them. Can
no
you?
One has seen okay. any Thank of you. The items that I know of. There's 10 different items, and they're all for sale currently on eBay.
All on eBay.
Ooh, so
all
we could,
on eBay.
I might buy one of them.
Yeah.
If I get it right exactly, maybe I'll buy it.
Remember
that.
Testing the marker out.
Oh, wow. That's hateful.
You see that? You got that?
That's not nice.
It's good stuff, man.
Not very nice, Andrew. As we go through this, I am going to put the image on the screen, but you guys are going to see a little bit of a delay, so I'm going to read you a description about the item as well.
Love it.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
This does not have good erasing power.
Does it not?
No. I'm working hard to erase this thing, man.
Let me see.
Raise hell, praise the hell.
Let me see.
Wait. It is like it's.
Oh my gosh! It's fine.
It's gone.
Nah, I gotta put some elbow grease in it. Sorry, Colby, I'm taking over your game here.
It's okay. let's start this off.
He's an idiot.
Our first item. I'm gonna pop it up on the screen right now. This is a Shrek and Bobby Labonte figurine set.
What?
This Shrek action, and Bobby Labonte.
I mean, this is really the mashup that everybody's wanted, right?
A Shrek and Bobby Labonte figurine set.
I mean, priceless.
Is there a description?
Yeah. Yes, I'm getting
patience,
to that.
Patience,
sorry.
Right.
Gosh,
let her host the game.
This action-packed figure toy set feature Shrek and Bobby Labonte in their racing suits sponsored by Interstate Batteries. The highly detailed plastic figures are perfect for any fan of NASCAR or the Shrek franchise.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is hilarious. I want to buy this.
Man.
I want to buy this.
Yes, so this is pretty awesome. So I need you guys to write down a price on your board.
Gosh. Colby, and we've got the picture-in-picture mode.
Oh, yeah.
That is so
cool.
We've
been doing research on
that. That is awesome, man. Yeah. All right, prices.
Gosh. Okay, we've got someone in the chat saying $40. Patricia says $128.
I think $128 is a tad steep. If it's $128, right. I'm not buying that. But it's also on eBay.
Keep in mind, this is Shrek 2 as well. This is
like
one-of-a-kind
stuff, man.
No, it's Shrek 2. That I think that's less.
I know that changes things.
Gosh.
Man.
I don't know why, but this number just came into my head.
Okay. I've got mine.
All right.
All right. Show.
Hold on. Should we do one at a time?
No,
we'll do it all at once.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Wait, which camera are we showing it to? This one?
Yes.
She'll flip around.
It's just the wide.
Three? Yeah.
Two. One.
All
right, we have.
What'd you put?
$42.
$42.
I got $64.
$118.
With $118, Dalton with $64, and Travis with $42. Actual price. I need to move you guys. $33.
$33.
Winner for the first round goes to me.
Put you kidding
mark,
me?
Put a mark on you.
I mean, let's buy that.
So you know. That's worth $33. Yeah. I want that on my desk.
I almost put 30. It's just like.
All right. I'm going to do so bad at this game. I was way off.
It's a toy. They're selling it on eBay, so you think it's got. They're just trying to like.
JR Racing Team with 30.
Shrek was a huge thing, though.
Yeah,
but
there's Shrek 2, not Shrek 1. Shrek 1.
I mean, Shrek 2 came out in, like, I don't know, the mid-2000s. That thing's probably close to 20 years old.
All right, let's go to item number two. Item number two is a Winner's Circle NASCAR Dale Earnhardt Jr. All-Star Game Red Trailer Rig.
Okay.
This is brand new in the box.
Okay.
It's in great shape.
Great shape.
The age recommendation for this is 4+, so it's not going to be good for
Carlin
Andrew.
Can't play with her.
Shoot. I'm going to
it's
eat.
It's a choking
I'm
hazard.
I'm
going
to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, Andrew, this
so,
one.
So, 2004 All-Star Game, is that what you said?
I think it's actually 2002,
okay,
but
I'm so
not
sure. The year that Dale won the Daytona 500.
I'm thinking it's 2002.
Okay.
It didn't say in the description.
Oh, wow. How neat is that?
Oh.
It's got the baseball bat on the side.
What are we thinking in the chat here?
Chat, give us something to go
Patricia's
on
Patricia's going 20. Remember, last round she said 118, I think, or something.
Oh, man. Gosh, is this autographed?
No.
Okay. Well, that was a good question. Mm. Does it say if it's been opened before?
It does not. That was all that was in the description was that it was in great shape.
In great shape. How much is that worth in monetary value?
Who can say?
Let's see here.
50 cents.
I don't even know what a die cast. I'm trying to think like what a die cast would go for.
Oh, wow. No, I don't want to say something. I don't want to say it.
All right.
Someone in the chat like basically wrote my number.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think we went over this, but if you guess the exact number of the item, you get 2 points.
Oh, man. All right.
Shoot.
There's a lot on the line. Are we? Yeah. Travis is still over here. Come on,
Travis
man.
Is still writing. He's writing a novel, right. I think.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
$52, $29, and $44. How do we know that's not 44 cents? I'm going to need a dollar sign on yours, Travis.
We know what it is.
Ridiculous, man.
What is it, Colby? Tell me I won again.
Let me. Wait, Andrew, I need to see yours.
$52.
$2.
Well. Oh, it's between me and Travis.
That's got to be.
It's actually Andrew is the winner.
What is it?
Man.
It is $399.
You are joking.
Come on.
No. $11,000.
And I'm not really sure why this one is that expensive. I don't know if it's an error by the eBay seller, but
$11,039?
I was the closest.
No, $11,399.
That has to be a mistake.
Son of a...
They probably meant to have that be like maybe $11. That
who can say?
$11,000. That's more you can probably get for my car.
I'm protesting this.
Everyone's like, no way. What?
$11,000. Go search it on eBay, I guess, right now if you don't believe it.
I trust Colby.
It's there.
But...
It's there.
Well, here's the thing, man. Like, old, like, early 2000s Earnhardt name item, I feel like is gonna go for
$11,000.
Dude, there's sheet
metal. I'm not saying that much
from race cars that are cheaper than
that. I'm not saying that much, but
that is nuts.
All right, guys, this is the number three item. This is a Jimmy Johnson 5-blade ceiling fan.
Wow.
Now,
Tim's is just looking at us like, are you kidding
some
me?
Some assembly is required
hey,
on this
Tim's,
one.
Is
as
that
you
your
can
ceiling
see.
Fan?
Oh, that's Alex's
bad
ass.
Yeah, it's in pieces. Some assembly required.
Yep, some assembly. And it has been used. There's some minor wear on the blades. And the seller also says it's pretty heavy.
Pretty heavy.
So keep that in mind.
I need something for my office at home, my man cave.
I think this
would work great.
This could be yours.
Man.
So somebody said somebody has to get rid of that toy but doesn't want to. But their wife told them to, so they listed it for a really expensive price, and nobody will buy it.
That's actually pretty smart.
That's yeah. I listed it. What do you want from me?
Right.
What if one of Dalton's things pops up?
Yeah. I don't have anything out there right now, I don't think.
What's a regular fan go for?
I think I just bought one. It was like $125.
Let's see. JR Racing Team says $200. They got the first one. Closest $50, $85, $399,
$85, $100.
Travis, you have your number?
Yep.
Okay,
I don't think
it's going to be that much, but let's go. 3, 2, 1.
$200.
Holy cow, $32.
$480.
What'd you put?
$32. It's a ceiling fan blade. Like
it's a ceiling fan.
It's a ceiling fan. It's not just the blade.
It comes
it's the
with
whole
the five
fan.
Blades and the fan.
Oh,
Andrew.
Shoot.
My God.
That's what Andrew has never.
He is just.
Listen, it's going to be cheaper than your guys's, and I'm going to win with $32.
You might. You might, honestly.
Somebody Nitro says they have a Jeff Gordon. In the chat says that he has a Jeff Gordon one.
Ooh, how much is yours,
I like
Jeff,
the Jimmy Johnson
or
one better.
Nitro.
let's go ahead and reveal this price.
This is my second one.
$50.
$50.
So Andrew is currently in the lead.
Come on.
$50.
Wasn't won. Even close.
I'd pay like $200 for that thing.
You don't have to.
I know. I'm just saying I would.
You should buy that.
Come on.
We
saw, credit to the chat, I saw a few $50 exactly ones. So.
I don't know. I thought they were going to do something fun with 48, and I was like, well, I almost wrote $48, so I would have been close. Mm. But then I was like, I think it's going to be triple digits. So.
That would be creative. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right.
Look,
and
our monitor's on the other side now?
I know. We are moving up in the world.
Let's go to item number four.
That's 50.
This is a Jeff Gordon Pepsi vending machine plexiglass. So it's not the actual vending machine.
It's just the cover.
Just the glass that goes in it.
Interesting.
The
stuff that people find to sell is
crazy, man.
And nuts. It is absolutely insane.
It's wild. Oh, wait. Patricia is asking, do I get a point?
Sure, Patricia. We'll give you a point in the
absolutely,
chat.
Absolutely.
Patrick got it right on the price as well. Oh, no.
Somebody says they found the Dale Jr. rig for $8.51.
Then that theory of he's just selling it to make his wife happy makes more sense.
Yeah.
But.
And at $1,000, even if you love it.
Oh, look at this. Okay, so here's the Jeff Gordon. The Pepsi vending machine plexiglass. So that's something you could mount like in your man cave.
Yeah.
Like, you could put it in your garage, you know.
There's more. I was thinking it was going to be more of like an outline and like clear.
This looks like young Jeff Gordon, like Rainbow Warrior days. So I'm going to guess this is mid 90s, probably. Maybe late 90s. All right. This one,
Hmm. All right, I got mine.
I don't yet.
I'm going to be yelling at some people in the chat if I went off their number and I'm wrong.
I do not know. Where do I... Okay, all right. Didn't work for me last time, but...
You going to put $24?
Dude, just let me write my thing down.
Is that Blake in the chat, Mr. Four Speed?
That is Blake in the chat.
It is. Who? He's saying $150.
Blake.
Blake.
Oh.
Who?
You don't know Blake?
Come on, everybody knows Blake.
You sat right next to Blake during all of DBC, man. While he was working and you weren't.
I was working.
Yeah. On my next working beer. Real hard on your next beer, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we flip them?
Let's do it.
Yes. Two. Flip them.
75.
87.
$240.
Dang.
I think so I'm going to lose.
There's like one outlier, and it's going to be like, if it's expensive, it's Dalton's victory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one cheap. Was...
Please be cheap.
$450. Yes! Dalton gets the point.
Let's go.
And you're on the board.
All right. So it's what? Two Andrew, one me, one Travis?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh.
How many items do we have left?
Six.
Yes.
Six left?
Yeah, we did 10.
Oh, dang. Awesome.
Did man. You not?
Heck 240 yeah. bucks. Or not 240 I would bucks. Not $450.
Pay, I would not pay that.
No shot. If the vending machine was attached.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
All right. Let's go to the next item. These are Richard Petty jeans. According to the listing.
Worn by Richard?
These are a rare and unusual and fantastic pair of jeans. They're okay. Real denim.
These boot cut?
Rare.
And according to them, worn by Richard Petty.
No, not no. According oh. to...
They okay. are Richard are they, Petty branded.
Are they straight leg, boot cut? What are they? Do we know?
They didn't say...
I'm guessing just regular?
Yeah, they didn't say. They are used, so someone has worn them. The seller also says they are cool, vintage, and retro.
All the correct words to write about. Look at that.
Oh.
Stitched into the pocket. I love that. That is so cool. Oh, man.
I've got my number.
You have your number?
Mm-hmm.
What condition are they in, Colby?
Used.
Yeah, they said
soiled.
They're used.
Soiled.
But I didn't see any mention of like that they were
well
like overtly
in.
Worn or anything like that.
Man.
Andrew's thinking hard about this.
No, I've
oh,
got
no,
mine.
You already have it?
Okay.
I could be way, way off. Or I could be on the money. No pun intended.
Man, I don't...
Nice.
I
have
barbed wire tattooed somewhere on my body. Hmm? These jeans scream I have barbed wire tattooed.
Yeah.
And honestly, my price is based off of...
I love...
Is based off of the guy's description.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love
cool.
That
you gotta
chat.
Play the eBay game.
Know.
You know?
I love that the chat's getting involved.
Yeah. The chat seems
now.
To be all over the place here.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
For $20 to $300 is not a good
all
range.
Right.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Reveal.
3, 2, 1. $1,200.
$1,200.
I did 40.
I'm at 105.
And Travis, you're at 40?
Yeah, please be low. Please be low.
Hold your damn thing up like an adult, please.
I know. He's horrible to work with, honestly. $999, Kyle. I think that's a little
high. Kyle.
Come on, please.
Come on,
me.
These
Kyle.
Were $11.
Yes!
$11!
So that's one for Travis.
That's crazy.
Damn.
$11.
I would have overpaid for those damn things.
Yeah, by 10 times.
If they were
hold signed,
hold
maybe.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Yeah, there you go.
There, $12.
$11, that's not bad. Some of y'all, if you're in the chat and you want this stuff, go buy it.
Yeah,
like, it's on eBay right now.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, if they were signed, what would they be worth?
$12,000 or whatever.
So wait, he's saying this is a rare pair of jeans, but he only wants $11 for it?
Yeah.
Can't be that.
Super rare. I'll take 11 bucks for it.
Here's why he's selling. Here's why they're being sold. They don't fit him anymore.
They're like, yeah, that's probably it. Well, someone else can use them. That is so funny.
All right, let's go to the next item.
All right, we're halfway
two,
through.
Two.
And we're tied. We have a tie for first.
This is a Dale Earnhardt Jr. limited edition pinball game created by Stern, Inc., a United States pinball manufacturer.
This is
one was made in 2007. There was only 600 of these made. One of the features... of the game is a voiceover from Alan Beswick,
That's at least worth $100.
This thing's gonna be expensive.
Is this a full size pinball machine?
This is full size.
Does it work?
It
works. Wow.
It looks really cool.
So it's full size pinball machine.
Does Dale know about this? Because he might buy it.
It has Alan Beswick's voice on it. Is it signed by Dale?
They didn't say that.
Man, gosh, what would this cost?
I mean, you could easily go 5 digits here.
You think?
You could.
I think so. Yeah, but then again, that's the price of like a used car, man.
But it's
like,
but it's Dale freaking Jr.
Joey D in the chat thinks it's $12,000.
$12,000.
That's
gosh.
What I'm saying. Like that's five.
Blake says it's at least $5.
Blake is right. I would say that he's right.
I hope it's $4.99. Oh my gosh.
Now hold on. I'm not gonna say anything until you guys have your numbers written down.
I think Carlin's going to overprice too, so I'm trying to that's the other thing, is you're trying to figure out like what you think the other people are going to guess.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the game. That's what makes the game fun.
I've been the first to write shit down.
Hey, man.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone got their number? Travis's.
I've got my number.
You wrote yours?
Yep.
I think, like, remember, this is an Earnhardt name. You're playing off of the rarity of it. Mm-hmm. Flip them around.
$8,000. $8,888.
$17,888. That's a great number, Dalton.
$8,888.
Oh.
And Andrew,
oh, man,
said $8,000?
Yeah.
Actual price,
$7,500.
Oh, so Andrew gets it right again. So
damn
now
it.
It's three.
Dang, man.
Three.
I was within $500.
Two for Travis, one for Dalton.
Damn, we were close.
Hey, nicely done.
Yeah, hey.
Like,
yeah. Screw you, man.
You deserve that as much as me.
Yeah.
But a little less.
Give him a half a point.
You're trying to be cute with the number.
Patricia was really close to that again.
Again,
she
Patricia's
7,000.
Whatever Patricia says next time, I'm just taking 7, it.
7,000.
Whatever she says this next one, I'm just writing it down.
Patricia, do something insane.
Oh yeah,
just to throw Travis off.
8838 was on the money on that. So
I think that's worth
points.
$7,500.
If you have a bar or a man cave,
my initial number is like 12,000. I'm like, that's too much.
I was gonna write 2,100. Then I was like, it's probably higher than that.
Yeah.
I thought about going higher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, next item. This is a Tyler Reddick 2019 Gimme Radio Megadeth Camaro diecast. It's
what
a 124.
Gimme
there were
Radio.
Only 354 of these made. This particular diecast is in good condition, but has a tiny paint flake over the passenger side name rail, as you can see in the picture.
That's at least $2 off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's you should get that 20% off. Okay, here it is. Xfinity Megadeth, which, you know, some of these metal bands have a pretty big following, especially when you get like a crossover fan. So like someone who's a fan of NASCAR and also a fan of Megadeth.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Patricia.
Is this signed? This isn't signed?
Whoever said 500, man.
I don't believe
there's
it's
no
signed.
Way.
That, and, well,
this
he
is
had
not
the, 500. He had it right. Die Hard had the last one, right?
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the money.
Patricia, come on.
Patricia, tell Travis to do like $1,000.
I'm just.
Well, no, wait. That could hurt us. Because if it's expensive. No. Tell Travis
part of the
1,000.
Game.
I'll write a number down, and then if Patricia comes in, then I'm
26
changing.
Is too little, I think.
All right.
45 is not enough either. You got to go.
All right. Everybody have their number?
Not yet.
Travis got a freaking write something, man.
Yep.
I hate this guy. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Flip him.
90.
$102.
$45.
Oh, man.
Oh, I think I won this.
It's either Dalton or Curlin that
wins. It's got to be me,
so,
man.
What, Travis, what was your number?
90.
Actual price, $750.
Holy crap. You're kidding me, man.
$750.
Yep.
And you said Die
Hard.
And you said
Die Hard. Sorry, that was a little loud. Yeah. That was, and it was a voice crack, too. That was embarrassing.
You should lose a point.
Yeah. So you're at
what?
What? 4 points
Come
now?
On, man.
I'm at
that
one.
Is...
You're at two.
He's gonna win.
We don't
know that. These were pretty rare.
I mean, only one of 354. I guess so.
Yeah, but he, dude, he can't.
That's insane.
I could beat him. You can't beat him.
Well, I could tie.
Well,
that's not true.
Do we have a tiebreaker?
We have four more.
We don't have a tiebreaker.
Four, six, seven. We have three more.
Yeah, but you could get 2 points.
Oh, if you nailed it.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
All right, let's go to the next item.
This would be a good week for Curlin. He won the
inaugural
hall ball. And now this.
I was just thinking that. Like, I'm so good at winning inaugural games.
All right, this
Kaylee
is...
said we should have listened to Die Hard.
I know.
This is a rare...
Well, don't give it away, Die Hard.
They buy and sell NASCAR collectibles, yeah. But we don't know what we're talking about. They know what they're talking about.
He's got it on the money.
2007... Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, Dale Earnhardt Jr., number 8, NASCAR Tavern Carousel Light. So, obviously, Andrew is not going to ever... You probably have never seen one of these before, but it's
oh
like...
Oh, my God, I want that.
That's like what would hangs over like a pool table, probably?
Yeah.
Oh, that is
and
bad
And it, like, you know,
ass.
Goes around. So
that
the
is beautiful.
Go
we need that in the studio. Gosh.
That is cool.
I don't even know where to begin with this.
This one has never been on display before.
Wow.
But it does have a little minor wear in the plastic, but the seller says that cannot be seen when it's hung up or lit. But this is a beautiful piece of art.
Gosh, I don't... Okay.
I have my number. Oh, my God. I've got my number.
Oh my, I don't, this is.
Man, I, like, my mind is going all over the place.
I could go expensive. I could go, you know, a couple hundred dollars.
The fact that you said, damn, I want that.
I want that.
You know? Why am I talking?
Yeah.
Like, I should not be talking before everyone's got their number written down.
Do you have a number?
No. I'm working.
I want this. If any of my family members, if you're watching.
We used to be a country, a proper country.
Oh, man.
Dang.
If you're watching, you want to know what
Don't
time
you
for Christmas.
Dare write what Die Hard just wrote.
I got mine.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay, ready? I see you, Master of Light. $700.
$999.
Oh, I put $1,000.
Oh, man. So wait, if it's over.
I win.
You win.
All right. The actual price is $1,000. Travis
holy
wins
crap.
Two.
Oh,
holy crap.
No, it's a dice ball game.
$1
away.
You suck.
$1 away. Yes.
Yeah, Dalton, that
Dang.
Was no good.
It's a tie ball game, folks.
This sucks. Who came up with this game?
Is it
game?
Really tied?
Yeah, because I got two.
This is the worst thing to ever happen to me.
You're looking at the record holder for Hallball.
Damn it.
How much caffeine have I had? About half a Coke worth.
I'm drinking I'm drinking a pamplemousse.
You
LaCroix.
Drinking lacra?
Yeah. It's a pamplemousse. Do you know what pamplemousse means?
What is pamplemousse?
No. It's actually that was actually my nickname in high school.
I had no idea, so I had to look it up. Maybe someone in the chat could tell us what pamplemousse is. It's
you don't know?
I do know. I had to look it up, but I'm letting the tension of the content kind of play
I'm
out.
I'm so bored. Just tell me.
It's grapefruit.
Oh wow.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah.
Very cool. $8 off. Okay. Let's go. Here
well, I suck right. at this game.
All right, so All right, we have two more left.
Two more left.
You were so close.
I was so
You were
close.
The second closest anyone's ever gotten, and you still lost
I know,
to Travis.
And I still lost. Sounds like a story of my life.
Yeah.
All right, this is a 1999 Jeff Gordon Fritos Racers mini bag, fully sealed.
It's a bag of chips?
Chips.
It's a bag of corn snacks.
Corn
Thank
snacks,
you very much.
Not chips. Okay.
This snack is 23 years old, so...
Probably out of date.
Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely probably not safe for human consumption at this point.
Okay.
But the listing says this is an officially licensed product and is perfect for any auto racing enthusiast. I would like to add that that enthusiast should hopefully isn't that hungry because it is a mini bag.
They're in the shape of Jeff Gordon race cars?
24s.
Yes. Gosh, this
car
is so tough.
Car-shaped corn snack.
This is really
tough. All right, so Die Hard, who has been really close.
$8,000?
$8,000.
Dude, this could be one of those things where it's like the little truck that's like $11,000.
Exactly.
Do I roll the dice and go with Die Hard on this?
Like, this is like Wheaties, but it's NASCAR version. Like, it's Fritos, not Wheaties.
I love the racers with a Z. Like, that's like the best part. That's so 1999. Oh, God, where do I go with this?
There's no way it's high.
I can't believe it'd be high.
$10,000? Jeremy? This is a mini bag. If a maybe a big bag would be $10,000. Let me ask you.
Also,
do you think they still taste good?
No. Chat, do us a favor. Don't go look it up and then put it in the chat just so that we have a chance to actually guess. But yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. $300.
$24.
So if it's low, he wins.
Damn, I hate that Travis has the high number because I feel like that's going to help you.
All right. This is $15,000.
I freaking... $15,000 for a bag of freaking chips.
A mini bag.
Who? This person is off their rocker.
And the only other one that I saw of these was $10,000. So it wasn't like...
If someone buys this...
Die Hard knows their stuff. Because they said that they saw a Mark Martin Pop-Tart that was for $5,000.
Oh, the Jeff Gordon one was $10,000. It was signed by Jeff Gordon. It was $10,000.
So Travis takes the lead.
As long as... I need Dalton or myself to win this round.
I suck at this game.
Because then
no
Travis
fun.
And I would tie.
But I had the
if I get a point.
I should win though, because I guessed one correctly.
$15,000. That is just nuts. I'm sorry. I don't like
If it was Doritos, I get it.
I am all for NASCAR memorabilia. I love NASCAR memorabilia, but that is just insane.
Cool ranch, probably life still listed.
Yeah. Adam says that he remembers this snack as a kid.
Man.
I mean, Adam, that snack could have paid you $15,000.
Yeah, but you had to have it on that car ride.
Yep.
Way to go, Adam. You could be rich right now.
All right. This is the last item.
I just want to win one more.
Me too. I want you to win one
more. I know you do. Maybe I'll throw so that Andrew can win.
All right. This is a Rusty Wallace number 2 Miller Lite hat. It's brand new.
Oh.
It's a snapback hat in a lovely shade of navy blue.
Mm.
Currently, this item is 20% off on eBay. So keep that in mind.
20% off. Okay, does that factor into the price?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
One of us is going to guess the original price. Mm. Someone's going to get the 20% off.
Okay. I feel like this is my one to win. Kyle's going a little bit of where I thought I was going to go, but maybe not. Okay. All right. You know who would love this?
Frito collecting is a huge market, according to official Ernest Criterion Collection.
Interesting. All right. Die Hard's saying $250.
All right.
This is brand new.
I mean, I think it's like dead stock.
Dead
almost,
stock. Okay.
You know?
Winner's Circle.
Yes. It looks Winner's like. Circle.
I'm going to go.
I got
with my
number down.
I'm going to go with my gut here. The first number that popped up into my head.
I already got mine.
I don't know why. This number just popped into my head. It doesn't matter.
Do you have yours
freaking
written
lose.
Down, Curlin?
Yeah.
I'm going with, by the way.
I feel like I'm playing a strategy game here.
If I'm wrong, I'm blaming Kaylee because I took her number.
Okay. I didn't.
Okay.
Even, okay.
Ready?
Oh, there you go.
Set. Go. $120.
$87.
Oh, my God. Travis with the high number again.
Come on.
It's
going
to be over $150.
Lower high.
It's going to be over
$150. Lower high. Give me the victory. Come on.
All right, this hat is $1,039.
These people are on.
I was
some
thinking of writing. I was
things.
Thinking of writing 200 too, just to have the high number.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Gosh.
Oh man.
I'm like mad at myself for blowing.
You
that.
Know what? How you blew it when you the first thing you wrote down on your board is what screwed you.
What do you mean? Like my gut?
No, you said Travis sucks.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. That is very interesting. Colby, nice job finding those items. That was great. You suck at this game.
Yep.
Dalton, don't worry. You picked the most drivers during the playoffs. Oh, wait. Oh, shoot.
I won
no,
that game,
didn't.
Too.
I suck at all of our games.
I set the record for Hall Ball. I won this.
Which Hall Ball might make its way onto social media at some point. I'm the decider of
I mean,
that.
How did we not, if we were videotaping yesterday, I would have posted
we
it.
We will.
Also, well, Travis, I think you have to thank Kaylee for that.
Yeah.
Thank
she
you,
just
Kaylee.
Won you the game.
She did comment and say, you're welcome.
Kaylee, you're the best. Thank you.
What was your favorite item?
Travis, this is you.
it looks just like him.
The Budweiser.
100%.
Yeah.
That Budweiser light.
Or the
light.
Pinball.
Yeah.
Gosh, what was cool? The Fritos was wild to yeah. see.
So,
$15,000.
I think it was Die Hard said that food on there is always.
Yeah.
But why? Really you can't priced. Even eat it.
No.
Like, that's so stupid.
You can't eat a toy truck either.
Yeah. But
yeah. So if it's yeah. less edible, the more realistic the price
also,
is going to be.
Can we also acknowledge? You said it was hard to erase these. It wasn't. It
wasn't hard at all.
At all.
I feel like I've had to work a little harder at these boards than
other
Ironman boards.
You run Ironman races, and you say that this is hard.
This
to
is the worst thing ever, like... man. Nice whiteboards you bought, Dalton.
You know what? You didn't buy them.
You're a jerk, man.
You're a friggin' jerk. Can't stand you.
Awesome. Well, thank y'all for playing along. That was fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that again. We'll have to do it again. With,
I think we will do it
items.
Again. I'd like to get a guest in here to do it with us.
I'll put that title belt around my waist.
Yeah. You know who would be good at this game?
Our boss.
The boss.
Yeah. Dale would just
Mike
probably
Davis.
Mike
completely eviscerate us.
Dale would be really good at this. Yeah.
Also,
but I bet you he would be shocked at some of these
also,
things.
I wonder how many of those he would get on and just buy while doing the game.
Yeah. maybe a couple.
He might have bought that Dale Jr., although he doesn't buy
he doesn't
items
buy
of himself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So yeah. I could see like the Fritos maybe, but not at $15,000. Maybe the pants for $11. He'd be like, you know what? I'll go with the Richard Petty pants for $11.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna get that for Christmas for one of you guys. The Richard Petty pants
I have
for $11.
I used to have a good amount. I still do, but I stopped collecting a lot of like football sign memorabilia, helmets, and footballs and stuff like that.
Well,
dang,
I had a lot of fun doing this.
I had a blast.
Yeah, so cool. we're gonna do this again for sure.
Just refer to me as Mr. Champion, please.
Yeah, and you know what? You earned it.
Yeah, you got two
I
champions
didn't.
In 2 days. Two championships.
I won and I guessed one in. On the
dot. And Dalton, man.
Dalton,
so
you were
close,
so, you
so
were the,
far away.
I think you were probably...
I think I was the most consistent.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, the most consistent
about all
you're always,
like, right there. I was... A lot of mine I just got because I had the highest bid.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well,
please end this before we see what he's writing.
See you later. Peace out, y'all.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.